We not trust, put our trust in the people of this world.
难道这人真的那么不不能让我们做依靠吗？
Are the people of this world really so untrustworthy?
当然，世上能包含我们自己的。
Of course, the people of this world includes ourselves.
那为什么不能依靠人呢？
Why is it wrong to put our trust in people?
这里说他的气一断就归回尘土。
Verse 4 says their breath departs and they return to the earth.
所以这里告诉我们第一个不能依靠人的原因啊。
So the first reason for not trusting men,
生命不长，
is that man's life is short.
短暂的生命也代表着短暂拥有权势跟财富。
And because their lives, man's life is short, his possessions and his power is also, are also very temporary.
相传这个亚历山大大帝在他死亡的时候，他是英年早逝啊。
According to the legends, when Alexander the Great died, he was at a young age.
他建立了横跨欧亚非的大帝国。
He established an empire that crossed three continents.
但是在他征服世界的梦想还没达成之前，他却英年早逝啊。
But before he reached his dream of conquering the whole world, he died.
传说在他死的时候，他吩咐他的部下。
According to some legend, before he died, he commanded his officials.
他的在举办他的葬礼的时候有一个很特殊的有一个很特殊的方法，就是在他的棺木旁边挖两个洞，把他的手伸出来。
He told his officials, according to this legend, to stretch out his arms out of the caskets, put two holes in the caskets and stretch his arms out through the holes.
为什么要这么做？
What was the purpose?
是为了通风怕里面太热了。
Was it for ventilation?
当然不是了。
No.
他要世上的人，他要全城的人知道说贵为这个很建立横跨欧亚非大帝国的亚历山大大帝死后不也是如此的。
He wanted to send a message to all the people that even for somebody like him, someone who had established such a great empire, died empty-handed.
什么都带不走。
He could not take anything with him.
是两手空空啊。
He went empty-handed.
那我们看婴孩出生的时候。
When we look at how babies are born.
大家都是摩拳擦掌这个拳头握得好紧啊。
They come with a very tight fists.
我要，我要，我要。
They seem to be wanting to grasp something.
我要抓，我要抓，我要抓。
They keep grasping and grasping.
当人离世的时候
，But and when people die,
都是把手放开的。
They let go of their hands.
如同亚历山大大帝一样
Just like Alexander the Great.
这手没有，这一手也没有了。
You have your both of your hands are empty.
什么都带不走。
You cannot take anything with you.
人的生命不长。
Human life is very short.
也代表着不能够永远拥有财富，永远拥有权势。
And because of that, their power and their possessions are very limited.
当然，他所打算的，他所筹谋的一切也结束了。
And as a result, all their plans perish in one day.
所以人不能够成为我们永远的依靠。
Therefore, we should not put our trust in man.
因为生命不长。
Because a man's life is so short.
再来，为什么人不能成为我们永远的依靠，成为避难所
What's another reason why we should not put our trust in man?
另外一个原因就是人的能力有限
They are very limited in their strength.
包含人的智慧。
And they are limited in their wisdom.
学说制度一切等等
Human philosophy and institutions are all transitory.
人贵为万物之灵长。
Even though men are the highest beings among the animals.
人能够从不断的累积经验当中来学习
And man has accumulated a wealth of knowledge and experience.
这是人进步的原因。
And man has advanced in terms of their civilization.
这也是一般的动物所没有的。
And this is something that you do not see in animals in general.
我们从来没有看过这个猪猫狗他们自己有自己的语言
When was the last time that you see dogs and cats inventing their own language.
啊，能够累积经验，进化到像人那么的复杂。
And they are not animals are not able to accumulate their experiences and advance their civilization.
哦，哪一天呢？他起来发表一番言论，或者是给你一篇文章看哦。
And when was the last time you see an animal write an article and publish it?
哦，因为这些动物只能从直接的反应啊、哦、来生活。
Animals live by their instincts and by their response to their environment.
他没办法去累积智慧，累积经验。
They do not accumulate wisdom and knowledge.
一百年前的猪是猪，一百年后的猪也是猪。
The pigs today are the same pig, are just like the pigs 100 years ago.
没办法累积这一百年来的经验。
They do not accumulate their experience and knowledge.
智慧啊。
As well as their wisdom.
啊，进化成另外一种动物。
They have not gone any further than they were.
啊，所以这样看来啊，人是得天独厚啊。
So it seems like man excels above all other animals.
啊，人啊，还真的很不错。
It seems like man is superior.
我们能累积我们的经验、智慧啊，创造现在的文明。
We are able to build on top of each other's knowledge and experience and establish a great civilization.
哦，那人。真的如你所说的这么的不可靠吗
？So with that in mind, how can we say that man is not trustworthy?
啊，人不是很聪明吗？
Is not man very wise?
啊，人的一切学说，啊，是我们智慧的结晶。
And man's philosophies are the result of accumulation of wisdom.
所以有些人这么说。
So some people believe.
啊，我不相信神。
I don't believe in God.
我相信的是进化论。
I believe in evolution.
哦，那我们想想看，什么是进化论啊
？But let's think for a moment. What is evolution?
哦，早上我有跟啊、有位弟兄啊，稍微谈到。
This morning I had a discussion with one of our friends.、哦、
因为啊、在我们的啊、这个子女啊、哦、学校的教育啊，或者是我们以前所接受过的教育。大部分都是强调这个进化论。
In the educational system today, it is commonly taught that we came about through evolution.
哦，所以在这边呢，稍微谈一谈。
That's why I touch on this subject.
哦，其实进化论不能称作是进化论，应该只能叫做进化假说了。
Evolution is in fact only a hypothesis.
哦，它是一个未定的。
It is a theory. It is not. It is uncertain.
它还不断地在修改当中。
And in fact, this theory continues to be modified.
那进化论里头还有所谓的广义跟狭义之分啊。
And there are different scales of evolution according to evolutionists.
狭义的进化论啊，主张生命是自然有的。
In a narrow sense, evolution teaches that. Life came about by naturally.
哦，因为他们曾经做过这样的实验。
Because scientists have experimented in the lab.
他们把一块牛肉啊、放到一个玻璃瓶里面，用软木塞给塞起来。
They put a piece of meat inside a bottle and seal the bottle with a cork.
啊，过了几天呐、啊，发现说这个牛肉啊，啊，长出蛆来。
And after a few days. They discovered that on top of the meat, there were maggots.
哦，那蛆啊，变成苍蝇了。
And then these maggots became flies.
原本只有一块牛肉啊。
So they started out with a piece of meat.
好，你看，长出蛆来，变成苍蝇，就生命是自然形成的。
But then came the flies. So they believed that life came from came naturally.
啊，它是科学不断的在进步啊。
And they believe that science continues to advance.
哦，后来有人说啊，这个实验啊不正确。
Oh, I'm sorry. As science became more advanced, some people said that original experiment was not accurate.
因为这块牛肉有可能已经被苍蝇啊爬过下过蛋了。
These people said that this piece of meat that they used probably had already had eggs on them from the flies.
所以他们重新又做个实验。
So they did a new experiment.
同样一块牛肉。
They took a piece of meat.
经过煮过煮熟。
They cooked it first.
然后放到玻璃瓶里头。
And put it in the bottle.
用软木塞塞起来
and sealed it with a cork.
把空气再抽掉
and then they took out all the air inside the bottle.
结果这块牛肉还是牛肉，没有长出任何的东西来。
And after a long while, the meat was still just a piece of meat.
这个实验推翻了狭义进化论的生命自然永自然形成的说法。
So this new experiment disproved the theory that life came naturally.
哦，所以让我们晓得，进化论只是一种说法，一种假设而已。
Evolution is just a theory or a hypothesis.
啊，而不是我们一般人所把它认为的一个永不改变的定论啊。
It is not a natural law.
当然，我们不反对广义的进化论，物竞天择的这个道理。
Of course, within the natural environment, there is a natural selection to a certain extent.
啊，生物会改变哦，甚至啊基因上的改变，以来适应这个恶劣的环境。
There are genetic changes within different species to adapt to different environments.
哦，不适应的就自然淘汰掉，适应的人就生存下。
And the species that are not able to adapt tend to become extinct.
哦，这是自然的法则。
This is a natural law.
啊，但是这种的改变啊，力量在哪里？
But what is the force or the power behind such changes?
也是出自于造物主啊。
It comes from the Creator himself.
哦，所以这个跟圣经、跟神的创造是不违背的。
So such kind of microevolution does not contradict the Bible.
哦，这个是这个进化论。
So these are the different spheres of evolution.
好，再来轮回。
Let's now talk about reincarnation.
我们刚刚谈说生命从哪里来，我们现在改谈生命从往哪里去的哈。
Just now we dealt with the issue of where life came from. Now we'll deal with the issue of where life goes after it leaves this world.
好，在这个中国的佛教所谓的轮回六道轮回哈。
The Buddhists believe that there are six cycles of reincarnation.
哈，有神仙道。
In the there's the cycle of becoming one of the gods.
啊，人啊，人间道啊。
And then there's a cycle of becoming another human being.
恶鬼道。
And then there's a cycle where you become a devil.
还有地狱道。
And then there's a cycle where you enter hell.
哦，还有畜生道。
And there's a cycle where you become an animal.
哦，人呐，哈。死后就是在这六道不断的轮回当中。
So they believe that after a man dies, he goes through these cycles continuously.
啊，如果在世上你做得好，你就可以晋级呀。
And if you happen to perform well on earth, you will advance to the next cycle.
啊，如果你做得不好啊，你就要降一级呀。
But if you did not do well, you will be demoted to the worst cycle.
啊，但是这个。这个轮回的说法有一个问题啊。
However, there is a problem with this theory of reincarnation.
就是一开始我们称作第一因。一开始是谁规定啊？谁要当神仙？谁要当畜生？谁要当恶鬼？
The question is, in terms of the first cause, in the very beginning, who was it that decided who will be the god, who will be a god and who will be an animal?
没办法解释。
It cannot be explained.
这是人的学说。
This is simply a human way of thinking.
那谈到轮回我们不得不再谈更深入的。
And we can go think even a step further.
谈到小弟个人认为最深奥的无神论应该首推佛教了。
首推佛教，
以佛教是最高深的无神论
Buddhism is actually the highest form of atheism.
一般传统所这个信奉的佛教不一定就是佛教的本身。
Buddhism has transformed itself into many different variations in different cultures, but these are not true Buddhism.
有可能已经掺杂了道教在里头了。
Yeah, in fact, in many cultures, Taoism has been mixed with Buddhism.
好，谈到五，小弟现在来比较一些佛教的观念跟基督教的观念有什么不一样。
I'd like to share with you and compare the differences between Christianity and Buddhism.
好，来谈谈这个由人的学说所顿悟出来的的依靠，到底值不值得我们去依靠它。
We'll look at the theories of men and see whether they are trustworthy.
好，所以我们来谈谈这个舍己的观念。
In Buddhism, they teach altruism, which is selfless giving.
因为基督教耶稣也讲要舍己
This is similar to the Christian teaching of self-denial.
谈谈佛教说的舍己是什么。
But let's look at the Buddhist teaching on this.
佛教认为人的问题都是来自于对自己的执着跟无明就是对自己的舍己跟对自己的顿悟
And Buddhism believes that the solution to all problems is self-denial.
谈谈这个己这个己的。佛教认为说己自己根本不存在的。
A Buddhist believes that the self, the concept of the self is non-existent.
不在身体里头，也不在精神里头。
The self is not within you, nor in your psyche.
自我并不存在于构成我们各部分之内，也不在外面。
The self is not within nor without.
我们只不过是物质的总和
And the Buddhists teach that we are but a composition of different material elements.
当物质逝去的时候，个人也随着消失了。
And when the material elements decompose, the self also vanishes.
不再存在。
It no longer exists.
人的问题就在于以为自己是个人，是个完整的自我。
Human beings have problems because they think that they are somebody. Because they think that they have that self within them.
所以人如果知道根本没有自我存在，
so if a person completely denies the existence of the self,
就不会想要去满足那个自我。
Then he will not try to help himself or satisfy his needs.
那就不会陷入世间种种的苦海当中啊。
Then as a result, he will not experience the sufferings of this world.
所以唯有发现自我根本不存在。
So the fundamental solution according to Buddhism is to realize that there is no such thing as yourself.
自我只不过是个幻觉。
That self.The concept of the self is but an illusion.
人的痛苦才会得到终结呀。
And if you are able to reach to that state of understanding, you will be free from your sufferings.
所以一旦我们明白自我不存在，
and when you understand that yourself is non-existent,
就可以在禁欲跟纵欲之间找到一条出路
And you are able to find a way out of the physical realms.
这样的平衡当中，生活才不再成为我们的束缚。
Then you will not be bound by the material world.
这个是佛教主张的舍己。
This is the teaching of self-denial in Buddhism.
否定自我的存在。
The denial of the existence of the self.
我们看看耶稣怎么说的。
But let's consider the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ.
圣经说，人是照着神的形象所造。
The Bible tells us that man was created in the image of God.
是神所宝贵的。
God cherished human beings.
是神所珍爱的。
God loves human beings.
纵使罪让人暂时失去了人应有的尊贵形象。
Even though sin has led to the fall of human beings, and as a result we lost the image of God.
但是罪人在为罪伤心悔悟的时候，也证明了确实不同于草木和街。
Yet when human beings recognize their sins and confess of their sins, it shows that human beings are different from other creation.
不同于这个走兽牲畜
They are different from the animals of this world.
仍然是有崇高理想的。
They have a noble desire and noble aim.
人之所以无法达到美好的境界。
The reason why human beings are not able to reach a perfect state,
并不是因为幻觉有自我的存在。
It's not because they think that the self exists,
而是 老是把自我放在神上面。
But because they always place themselves above God.
不服神的意，要立自己为义。
They do not submit to the righteousness of God, but want to establish their own righteousness.
耶稣今天对每个人的邀请是要人们放下自我。
And today, the Lord Jesus Christ has asked us to set aside ourselves.
然后来跟从耶稣。
And to follow the Lord Jesus.
想想看，如果根本没有自我的存在。
Think about it, if there is really no existence of the self.
那我们又有什么可以舍，有什么可以得呢？
Then what is there to deny?
否定自我的真实。
For those who deny the self,
并没有办法解决受苦的问题啦。
They are not able to solve the problem of sufferings in this world.
而是把存在的这个实有的这个事实也都推翻了。
They are simply ignoring reality.
这是有关于舍己。
So, this is the comparison on the self-denial.
我们再来谈谈智慧的问题。
Let's now think about the issue of wisdom.
佛教主张人们所得到的智慧是有阶段性的。
In Buddhism, they teach that wisdom is in different stages.
如同一朵莲花是要经过几个阶段才能发展成的。
This is in the same way, this is just like the lotus having to go through different stages of growth.
刚开始是在水底下的。
In the initial stage, the lotus is beneath the water.
不见天日。
It does not rise to see the sun.
然后慢慢的它进展到处于两个世界，一半在水中，一半在空气中。
And then it gradually moves to the stage where it's half in the water and half above water.
到了最后的阶段，它高高的越过水面，在阳光中盛开啊。
In the final stage, the lotus blossoms under the sun above the water.
也就是说，人们有一天发现最好的生命是脱离自我的教义当中才能得到的。
They use this analogy to teach that it is only when a person transcends the self that he is able to be free from the sufferings of the world.
看看圣经怎么说。
But let's now consider the teachings of the Bible.
神知道人软弱。
God knows the weaknesses of men.
主耶稣是好牧人啊。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is the good shepherd.
他不愿意有任何一只羊来失落。
He is not willing to see his sheep lost.
爱是福音的中心。
Love is the central message of the gospel.
爱是对个人的。
Love is very personal.
如果没有个人的区别，那死一个人就算不得什么。
If there is no concept of the self,Then the death of a person really means nothing.
另外再生一个不就了得了吗？
Because you can simply replace one human being with another.
但是因为每个人都是独特的。
But in reality, each human being is unique.
如果一旦有人发现啊，耶稣是救主的时候，
When a person comes to understand that Jesus Christ is his Lord and Savior,
他就会了解自己的独特性。
He will realize how precious and unique he is.
耶稣为了你呀，为了我啊，来到世上牺牲。
He will understand that Jesus Christ came to this world to die for him.
他如何的爱我们。
And he will understand how much Jesus Christ loves him.
如何的爱你。
And just as he loves you today.
然后你的道路就如同晨光照亮一样啊。
And when you come to that understanding and acceptance, the path before you will be bright.
耶稣说我是世界的光。
Jesus said, I am the light of the world.
我是生命的粮。
I am the bread of the life.
我是好牧人，我为人舍命。
I am the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep.
好，再来，关于偶像的观念。
Now, let's talk about the issue or the concept of the Buddha.
其实，释迦牟尼佛教的教主，他并没有要人把他塑造偶像敬拜。
In reality, Shakyamuni, the founder of Buddhism, did not expect his followers to worship him as a god.
什么是释迦牟尼？
Who or what is Shakyamuni?
释迦是族名啊，种族的名称哈。
Shakya is an ethnic surname.
牟尼呀是圣者。
Muni means the sacred one.
所以释迦牟尼意思说释迦族里头的圣者。
Shakyamuni means the sacred one within that ethnic group.
什么是佛陀？佛陀哈，佛陀的意思啊就是悟者、参悟的人呐、啊。
And the meaning of Buddha is the enlightened one.
啊，所以我们看不出来，哦，自称是神而要人们来敬拜。
So the original intent of Buddhism was never to worship a god.
更没有要人把他塑造啊形象来膜拜。
The founder of Buddhism never expected anyone to worship him or to establish an image of him.
但为什么现在的佛教徒他们都在拜啊这个啊啊所塑造的这个偶像
？But why is it that so many Buddhists today worship images and idols?
这个跟教导有关系。
This has to do with how the teachings were passed down.
因为佛教主张没有神。
In Buddhism, they believe that there's no God.
好，人借着修炼就可以超脱成为神。
And they believe that through self-discipline, you can transcend to a state of being a God.
所以他说没有神。
So they believe that there's no God.
然后他又说没有自我的存在。
And they believe that there is no such thing as the self.
既然没有神，那何来祈祷的对象？
And if there is no God, there is no need to pray.
既然没有神，那何来啊惧怕的恶者
？And since there is no God, there is no need to fear a higher being.
凡事都在人里面呢、啊。
Everything is contained within the person himself.
虽然自我根本不存在。
Even though the self is non-existent.
另外又教导人要行善超过行恶。
And Buddhism also teaches people to do good and not evil.
让人有极大的这个负债的感觉啊，负债是什么？欠钱啊，负债。
So and that they need to feel indebted.
啊，又定下一大堆的规条，要人来除去心中的欲望。
And they establish many rules and regulations to remove the desires of the flesh.
等到他们还了债之后啊，就可以像他们的教主一样不存在了。
And one day when they pay all their debts, they will become non-existent, just like the founder of Buddhism.
这样的教导怎么能够带给人平安呢？
How can such teachings bring about peace in people's hearts?
人本来就有敬拜神的本能。
Human beings are born with the inclination to worship the true God.
这是神老早就启示在人里头的。
And this is something that God has placed in the hearts of men.
如果找不到真的，当然就用假的来代替了。
Are not able to find the true God, they replace that with something false.
我们会问一个问题啊。
This is a question people ask.
为什么佛教不给世人永恒的权威真理？
And we may ask, why is it that Buddhism is not able to give an authoritative and everlasting truth about human life?
因为他们说万物皆无常。
Because Buddhism believes that everything is an illusion.
万物皆无常这句话是不是也包括万物皆无常在里头啊？
So doesn't the theory or the idea of everything is an illusion itself an illusion?
如果人没有绝对可以依靠的依据，
if man has absolutely nothing to rely on,
无常，
and if everything is an illusion,
那我们怎么又说他违反正道？
Then how can we say that
违反了违反了真理啊？
So how can we say that this is contrary to the truth?
如果万物皆无常，
if everything is an illusion,
那这句话也等于是不是真理了。
Then this statement itself is meaningless.
如果没有任何的话语或者是思想是绝对肯定的。
If nothing is ever absolute,
那人们怎么能够知道什么是真的，什么是假的？
Then how can we ever know what is an illusion and what is reality?
如果一切教导都是以无常为基础，
If all of the teachings are based upon the fact that everything is an illusion,
那我们要怎么下结论？
Then what conclusion can we draw?
这就是很高深的无神论的这个佛教的主张啊。
So these are issues issues concerning the purest form of Buddhism.
啊，我相信我们大家可能也听得头昏脑胀啊。
By now you're probably confused by everything I've said.
它是很艰深的一套哲理。
But Buddhism in its purest form is actually a very deep philosophy.
里头没有神。
You do not find the concept of God in Buddhism.
啊，是人的顿悟，人的推理所啊所结晶的。
Buddhism really boils down to a set of human concepts and theories.
哦，我们能够拿来作为永远的依靠，永远的避难所吗？
So can we put our trust in such human inventions, and can we make this our refuge?
我们再来谈依靠神。
Now let's come back and talk about putting our trust in God.
啊，从诗篇的146篇里头。
In Psalm 146.
啊，从第六节到第十节。
In verses 6 to 10.
啊，谈到啊，为什么要依靠神？
We read about why we should put our trust in the Lord.
我们可以做几个归纳。
And we can come to several conclusions.
第一个就是神大有能力。
First of all, God is almighty.
啊，六节说神造天地海和其中的万物。
Verse 6 says, the Lord made heaven and the earth, the sea and all that is in them.
啊，成神啊，创造宇宙，铺设穹苍。
God created the heavens and the earth and spanned the heavens above the earth.
他用他的全能托住万有。
And he sustained this whole universe by his mighty power.
世纪运行有致啊，这个宇宙群星啊，照各照的那么轨道运行啊。
He caused the seasonal cycles and he established the orbits of the planets.
我们相信啊，每到上下班期间呢，开车的弟兄姐妹或者朋友们呢，啊，最头痛哦，上这个高速公路。
During the peak hours, I'm sure you dread going on the freeway.
好，如果啊，这个号志又坏了。
Now, if one day the traffic light goes down.
我看啊，一定啊，寸步难行啊。
Then you can hardly move on the street.
啊，小小的一个交通就必须要有人管理，要有一套啊很完整的交通指挥系统来管理啊。
So in order to control the traffic, we need some sort of system to make traffic flow smoothly.
这个浩瀚的宇宙。
What about this vast universe?
岂没有造物主呢？
Can there not be a creator?
岂是自己就有的呢？
How is it possible that this universe came about by chance?
神大有能力啊。
Our Lord God, who is the creator, is almighty.
好，再来，神也是大有怜悯的神。
Secondly, our God is full of mercy and love.
在第七节跟第八节那边说。
According to verses 7 and 8.
啊，说啊，他为受屈的伸冤赐食物给饥饿的。神释放被囚的。
The Lord executes justice for the oppressed and gives food to the hungry and sets the prisoners free.
啊，神开了瞎子的眼睛，啊，神扶起被压下的，神喜爱义人啊。
He opens the eyes of the blind, lifts up those who are bowed down and loves the righteous.
啊，神是慈悲怜悯的神。
He is a God of compassion and love.
好，今天呢，我们为什么敢来到神的面前？
Why is it that we are able to come to God today?
啊，因为他的慈悲跟怜悯。
It is because of his mercy and love.
让我们敢来到他的宝座前。
That is why we can come to his mercy seat with confidence.
就如同儿女啊，亲近他的父母亲一样。
This is just like how little children come to the arms of their parents.
在诗篇的51篇呢。
According to Psalm 51.
17节那边讲到一句话。
Verse 17.
说神要的祭就是忧伤的灵，神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。
The sacrifice acceptable to God is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
神安慰凡是忧伤痛悔的人啊。
God will comfort those who are broken, who have a broken spirit.
好，所以我们啊遇到忧伤，遇到困难。
So when we are met with the difficulties and sorrow,
啊，我们来亲近神。
Let us draw close to God.
神要安慰我们。
God will comfort us.
他要向我们施怜悯啊。
He will have mercy on us.
啊，再来，神不但有慈悲怜悯，他还有公义啊。
Not only is God merciful, he is also just.
他有绝对的公义。
He has absolute righteousness and justice.
啊，第九节说神保护寄居的，扶持孤儿和寡妇，使恶人的道路弯曲。
Verse 9 says, the Lord watches over the strangers. He upholds the orphans and the widow, but the way of thief God, he brings to ruin.
公义啊，是人所追求的。
People seek justice.
啊，相信大家啊都看过啊，啊这个啊连续剧。我们都希望说这个 这个连续剧或者这一场剧啊的结局啊，都是好人遭好报，坏人遭恶报啊。
When people go to the movies or watch a play, they expect the good guys to win.
啊，如果相反的话，我们会觉得说这个电影好看啊，这部连续剧好看吗
？If a movie or a play has an ending where the bad guy wins, would you enjoy it?
我们可能会写信投书啊，去抗议啊。
I'm sure people will complain to the producers.
所以啊，听说在台湾的连续剧哦，经常啊那个编连续剧的人呢，应观众要求而去改剧本哦。
I was told that in Taiwan, the producers of some shows had to rewrite their scripts because the public complained.
啊，本来呀、啊，那个快死了啊，突然啊，恢复健康又活起来。
An actor in the show was supposed to die, but because of public opinion, he did not die.
哦，因为要符合人呐、啊，寻求公义的心呐、啊。
This is to suit the public taste.
但是要做到绝对的公义。
Despite this, in order to achieve absolute justice,
那人做得到吗？
Is it possible for man to accomplish that?
在列王记下的第六章
，According to 2 Kings chapter 6,
啊，那边呢、啊、记载个啊一件事情。
An incident happened.
啊，说有一次啊，这个以色列国啊被敌人包围了。
Once the Israelites were encamped or sieged, were surrounded by enemies.
首都啊岌岌可危啊没有粮食。
The capital city was under siege and did not have any food.
啊，发生了哦交换儿子来吃的这个惨剧啊。
And the scene became so tragic that people were exchanging their infants for food.
有一天呢，这个国王在城门上啊巡查的时候。
One day when the king was overlooking the city above the gate,
有一个妇人呢、啊，向他呼喊说啊，说我主我王啊，求你帮助啊。
A woman cried out to the king, "Oh Lord and King, please help."
啊，王就问说啊，说妇人呐、啊，你有什么苦处啊
？And the king asked, "How can I help?"
啊，他就说啊，说啊，我对啊，我隔壁的邻居说啊，说啊，你将你的儿子啊娶来啊。我们今日啊，把它煮来吃的。
And the woman complained. That my neighbor said to me, let's have your son today, and we will kill him and eat him today.、
哦、然后啊，明天呢 就吃我的儿子。
And tomorrow we can eat my own son.
好、哦，那这个邻居跟他这么讲哈。
This is what her neighbor said.
说啊，你今天呢 吃你的儿子，明天吃我的儿子。
Today we'll eat your son. Tomorrow we can eat my son.
啊，所以啊，他就煮了他的儿子了。
So this woman allowed her son to be killed and cooked.
啊，隔天要改吃邻居的儿子，邻居却把儿子藏起来了。
And the next day, when they're about to take the son of the neighbor, she hit him.
王啊，你要替我伸冤主持正义啊。
So she complained to the king and said, "You must exercise justice."
好、哦，我们看看啊，这样的惨剧啊。
And this was a very tragic scene.
这个妇人要求的是主张正义啊。
This woman pleaded for justice.
要王主张正义。
She wanted the king to exercise justice.
啊，因为她受委屈了。
Because she had been wronged.
啊，但是我们想想看。
But let's think about this scenario.
那又有谁啊要为那个被他们吃掉的那个儿子来主张正义啊
Who would exercise justice for the son that had been slain?
求王替他主张正义，把对方的儿子也抓来吃，看起来是很公义啊。
It seemed to be a just thing to do to kill and cook the other person's son.
但是对于这两个儿子，这两个小孩。又有谁替他们主张正义
？But what about the innocent little children who exercise justice for them？
这就是人的问题。
So this is the kind of problem that human beings face。
人没办法绝对的公义。
It is impossible for human beings to have absolute justice。
唯有神啊
，Only God Himself can do that。
神才能够绝对的公义、啊。
Only God can exercise absolute justice。
所以神才能够值得。成为我们永远的避难。
Therefore, God Himself can be our only refuge.
再来， 我们刚刚谈说世人不能依靠的一个原因就是生命不长。
Just now we mentioned that human life is short, that is why we cannot put our trust in them.
那这里说神可以依靠的啊，第十节说啊，神要做王直到永远啊，西安那、啊、你的神要做王直到万代。
But Psalm 146 verse 10 tells us that the Lord will reign forever and he will be God for all generations.
刚刚说因为人生命不长，所以所拥有的权势、财富、地位都不能长久。
Human life as well as human power and possessions cannot last.
当然他对人的保证啊，保护也不能长久。
So consequently, it cannot be a lasting refuge.
他是神，他是直到永远的神啊。
But the Lord God is an everlasting God.
他永远掌权。
He reigns forever.
他永远保护。
He is always there to protect us.
他守信实直到永远。
He preserves, upholds his, faithfulness forever.
这样才是我们值得依靠的避难所。
This is the true source of refuge.
所以为什么我们要依靠神。
So why do we need to put our trust in the Lord?
为什么不要依靠人。
Why should we not put our trust in man?
经我们刚刚简单的分析。
As I have analyzed, briefly.
相信聪明的您已经知道。
I believe that, all of us who are wise who knows the answer.
应当依靠的是什么。
We know whom to trust.
最后我来讲一个见证。
Finally, let me share with you a testimony.
当小弟在台湾啊所牧养的教会
in a church that I where I served as a pastor
那我听到一个见证
I heard of this testimony
那个叫做白虎汤的故事讲到一个花莲教会的李希莲李老弟兄
there was this brother in a church, his name is Brother Lee.
这个李弟兄在他还没有信耶稣之前他的父亲很早就离世了。
Before he came to the Lord, his father had passed away a long time ago.
他跟他的母亲相依为命。
He was very close to his mother.
他非常的孝顺。
He was very, he honored his mother very much.
但是有一天他母亲却得了一个怪病。
But once, his mother contracted a very strange disease.
不但不能吃也不能排便所以肚子一天一天的长大。
She could not eat and she could not, release the food. So she, her belly became very, began to swell.
她也找了很多医生来看。
And they went to many doctors.
跑遍了大庙小庙。
And they went to many Buddhist temples.
但是母亲的病还是一样啊。
But the mother's disease still remained.
有一次当她在购买这个生活必需品的时候。
One day when he was doing grocery shopping.
她听到有一个耶稣的人。正在跟老板在见证耶稣啊。
And he overheard a Christian, sharing with the store owner about Jesus Christ.
神有权柄，神能帮助人，能医病，能解决人的困难。
He overheard this person say to the owner, the Lord is almighty, he's loving, and he is able to heal diseases and help our problems.
当时他并没有把他放在心里啊。
He did not put this matter to heart at that time.
在他当时的观念认为，这个信耶稣是大逆不道背叛祖先。
And he thought that believing in Jesus Christ would be a rebellion against his ancestors.
在传统的乡下更是如此。
And this was the traditional thinking of many of the Chinese people.
所以他从来也没有放在心里。
So he did not take this matter to heart.
但是后来因为母亲越来越严重。
But gradually, his mother became more and more sick.
最后医生跟他说
And the doctor told her.
只剩下一个办法。
That there was only one way out.
就是白虎汤。
Which is to cook a kind of soup.
他说什么是白虎汤？
虎，老虎。
老虎的虎。
白虎。白色的白
yeah.
which they call the white tiger soup.
不是真正是去抓只白老虎来杀
It's not literally killing and cooking a white tiger.
他说、啊、这一帖白虎汤啊，啊是这个
神助，
拼又哈拼拼这个拼性命的了啊。
Yeah.
如果拼得过，吃过冬；拼不过，吃怪板啊，变鬼啊，假贵当变鬼给信对吧。
And she was told that this is the last resort. You either make it after you drink the soup or you die.
是热心的意思。
It may mean zeal.
是啊、获得的意思。
It may also mean、gain.
啊，在马太福音的十二章二十节。
According to Matthew 12 verse 20.
那边说，压伤的芦苇他不折断。
A bruised reed he will not break.